Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. If you're just joining us, Matt Chapman getting put on the injured list. He was injured on Sunday, going head first back into first base.
I thought it was a shoulder.
Yeah, he jammed his thumb, and so he's not going to be available for about a week and a half, most likely, and he won't be available against Colorado or the Dodgers as the Giants embark on a six-game road trip starting tonight.
I'll read this to you from the 415, Stoney. Over-under for runs scored tonight, Evan just told us. The game is 11.5. Stoney and Goo, you have $100 to bet. You're taking the over or under. I'm going over. And that's the total between both teams.
I would take the over, too.
Okay.
But 11.5. It's based on
that's our guy, Jim.
The Giants starting pitcher tonight.
Harrison, you're confident.
No, I think he's going to give up runs.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris. Chris in San Jose. How you doing, Chris? What's going on, man?
I'm doing all right, gentlemen. How are you?
All right.
Everybody doing okay?
Yes, sir, Chris.
Doing well.
What's up, Goo? It's a beautiful day to be in the Bay right now, but I just wanted to kind of what prompted me to call was hearing about this Chapman injury, and then Goo hearing you ask, you know, the question, hey, with Chapman out, do you think that we could maybe get more than 5 runs on the board? And I'm here to, you know, unfortunately tell you, yeah, I don't think that probability changes whatsoever with Chapman going out. Obviously, he's your best, you know, he's your best third baseman, great defensive player, but we're talking about a guy hitting 240 who has 30 RBIs, right? In what, like 75, 80 games? What's it been? You know what I mean? So we're talking about a guy going out of the lineup, and oh my God, we're worried. No. It's Giants baseball. It's next man up. It's solid pitching. It's quality defense. And I assume they're just going to put Schmidt right into that third base role, who was, you know, voted by his peers and minor league managers as the very best, no matter the position, the very best defensive player in the minor leagues a couple of years ago. So listen, obviously you're losing some leadership with Chappie. You're losing, you know, some quality at bats. He's a penultimate professional. The guy's, you know, he's an average to above average hitter at that third base position. But, you know, no crying over spilled milk. We're around 10 games over 500. We got the worst team in the history of baseball coming up for the next 3 games. So let's just keep it pushing, baby. You got to stay faithful. Stay confident. It's Giants baseball season, baby. We love this stuff. That's pretty much all I wanted to get out there. Hey, in a positive spin on this, let's just hypothetically say Casey Schmidt goes out and plays amazing for 10 games, right? Worst case, you got the Giants questioning, hey, maybe we have something here for the future, or you got a nice little trade piece for other organizations. Y'all have a great day, and love you. I'll listen off the air. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Yeah, I like Chris. I like his energy, but I wanted to jump in, Stoney. I didn't. a little slow as you get older. I just wanted to tell him if somebody could go 4 for 4 tonight, you want that to be Adamas, right? That's the kind of fun thing about tonight. Get up off the mat and fight. Like, you want him to get going. You want the dub. I get the, come on, partner. You,
what?
You want him to be the one that has the big, the big night with the stick.
I mean, if I'm a Giants fan, sure, I want Adamas to get going, but I want the team to win more than Adamas. Gotcha. Like, if she told me right now he's going to hit 191, but we're going to win 94 games.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
I guess you got to take it.
I'm taking it, too.
The other thing Chris was talking about with Chapman, and I agree, he said, you know, he's an average to above average hitter.
Yeah.
The problem is on this team, that puts him as either the best hitter on the team or the second best hitter on the team. And
he's been on fire the last 10 games, but yeah, 240.
And so now you lost, you know, again, I think you have 60 home runs as a team, and this guy's hit 12 of them or something very similar to that. And now he goes away. And I like Casey Schmidt as a fielder. I think he stinks at the plate.
And I'm with you.
So,
you know, I used to call him Chasey Schmidt.
Like, he's got to.
I think I stole that from someone.
I'm sure.
It might have been Willer.
That would be. Kevin. That would be.
Might have been Spadoni. Chasey.
Yeah. Buster Posey was on Tim Kawakami's podcast on, I believe it was Monday. Might have been Sunday, but it just got put out. And this is Buster Posey about the pitching staff and the competition they have, and knowing that at some point Verlander may come back in the next few weeks.
What I'm seeing is, and it's really exciting, is you see Logan Webb go out, throw 6, 7, 8 innings, next man up wants to do the same thing. So it's a healthy competition that the starters have going. And then, you know, you look at our pen, and outside of Tyler Rogers, it's a fairly young group. So they've done a nice job. Randy Rodriguez really stands out as a guy that we've been able to bring in some really high-pressure situations, and he's been able to get us out of some big jams, and his confidence just continues to grow and grow. Duvall's been great. Rogers, who Rogers. But it's been a great effort from those guys.
That was Buster Posey talking about this pitching staff and how Webb is setting the tone.
Man.
And when Webb goes out and does his thing, it seems to have a chain reaction.
Who can argue that right now, Stoney?
Nobody.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't see it coming either.
What?
This pitching staff being this dominant.
And that's another thing that I wonder is, as great as it's been, you got to figure they're not going to be able to do this all season long. By the same token, I'm sure it's more of who they are than who they aren't. But, you know, when you have a first half of the season, when you get the starting pitching that they've gotten and the relief pitching that they've gotten and the middle relief that they've gotten, it's fair to ask, is it really this outstanding?
No doubt about it.
So,
and I'll say this to that. Do you have a problem? I know different personnel, but a lot of guys still. When they won 107, I'm not saying the rotation was this dominant, but the formula and recipe that they had to be a damn good baseball team never evaporated. Like, they got to the finish line, Stoney.
They did.
You know, and I'm just wondering, just like you are, and I don't, you know, who did we have? They played sound, you did the other day, Morosi, saying he thought the Giants could be a playoff team, or he expects them. I'm with him on that before the season started, but for what you just said about this rotation and the bullpen, I'm like, they kind of lightweight showed us a few years ago that they could get to the finish line.
One of the things Posey talked about, and we talked about it briefly in the opening segment, was when Buster Posey talked about the Zach Wheeler trade back in 2011 and how he liked the idea of it. For Carlos Beltran. Of course, Beltran played half a season for the Giants, essentially, not even that much. And then he signed with the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Giants obviously lost Zach Wheeler, a guy who's still pitching. But Posey was asked by Tim Kawakami about would it actually be possible to trade some of your pitching either now or between now and the deadline.
I believe that pitching, especially young pitching, can be, I've seen it, I experienced it as a player, is the foundation of success. So Yeah, it's something that that I think you have to take very seriously, and certainly not be flippant about the value that that young pitching has for organizational health.
I'm not sure if he meant acquiring or trading young pitching at that point. Wasn't clear to me, but he talks about you got to have young pitchers because if young pitchers are good, chances are they're going to improve. And that's what we saw back in, you know, 2010 with this team and a young staff that was able to grow together.
And that's what it's about. So we'll see.
That's what it's all about.
We'll see.
And that's what life's about.
And then more Buster Posey on does this pitching staff right now resemble the staff of 2010, the year the Giants won their first World Series?
Yeah, I think there's some similarities. I mean, I'm always cautious to – I always like to appreciate the past, learn from the past, but understand that the teams in 10, 12, and 14 are not going to be replicated. If the next championship team may have some similarities, but they're going to be their own team, and they'll have their own associations in our memories of – you know, what they were.
All right, so that's Buster Posey comparing or not wanting to compare so much this year's pitching staff for the one back in 2010.
Yeah. I get it, but I'll tell you what, Sonny, and we didn't know then, because that was the shocking one of them all, when they came out and got to the World Series and did what they did in 10. How about this? The train feels like it's headed down that track in regard to just being a player to qualify for the postseason after 66 games. You got the bullpen, you got the starting rotation as of now, and man, Steiny, we've seen lesser with the sticks, but you got those two going for you. You can do some damage in the Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Matt Chapman, been put on the injured list, got hurt Sunday, so Giants are going to have to play some baseball without him, and we know that they've struggled to hit for the better part of 3 weeks. He was hitting as well as anybody on the team, hitting 350 over the past 10 games. And now the Giants, who lack hitting in the first place, are going to be without their biggest power threat. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a one-of-a-kind fielder. Now, I know Schmidt's good, but Matt Chapman's one-of-a-kind at third base, Goo.
And that's what makes him, you know, a top player on the team. He does both. And we hadn't even talked about the glove element of it all, but I don't think hopefully there's not close games these next 3 days. You know, because his glove is just incredible, but you're not going to have that. And Schmidt can make a play or two, but I'm just saying.
Well, what are the Giants have played 7 straight one-run games.
Yeah.
They're still on that streak. So, that takes some one-run games if they win them all.
It's over tonight.
Ryan's in Irvine. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
No, I was just gonna say, I think this is a little bit of a silver lining, these close games, because pitchers, starting middle relievers, Duvall, they're in high leverage situations in like every game, you know. So you think about what that does for a staff. Baseball is all about timing. So at the end of the season, potentially in the postseason, it's not going to be like this is the first time they're facing good competition in high leverage situations. They're every single game. And I know it's kind of a glass half full kind of approach to this thing, but I truly do think it's going to benefit the team in the long run, being in situations like this.
I guarantee, man. That
oh,
was
you're
a great
talking
call.
More about the games they've been playing than playing without Chapman over the next couple of weeks.
Well, it's just going to add to it. I mean, their offense is sputtering now that you're losing, like you said, probably their second, maybe third best hitter on the lineup. So I would assume they're going to be in those high leverage situations.
Gotcha.
Even if they're facing a team like Colorado. So I think it's going to be good for them in the long run.
Yeah, it may be.
We hadn't talked about that much. Good call. You know, Stoddy, I mean, they're in the torture chamber that's got to help. You know, if you get down the road into – you know, late August, September, and then get to the postseason somehow. My goodness, the way that they're playing, it feels like every game is coming down to to the wire. You're battle tested for sure.
Well, that's what I wonder, because to me that's something that sounds good, but on the other side of the equation, you always hear, and I've heard it from Fleming, I've heard it from Posey, that these games that the Giants have been playing, not just the last seven, but even going back before that when they weren't scoring runs, puts a lot of stress on a pitching staff. And the concern is that you start pitching under duress before the halfway point of the season, then I think the question becomes, can they do it for the rest of the season and get into the playoffs? Yeah. Because the understanding is that game in and game out, you can't have the margin for error that the Giants have had, which is incredibly little.
And we've seen staffs just as well as the Giants have been pitching, Stoudy. We've seen them struggle as a whole, you know? So what happens? Are you going to be able to be more productive or hit your way to some wins if somehow, you know, a couple pitchers in the rotation take a step back? But that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah, this is a good point from the 415 on the text line. The one concern about playing in Colorado, and this is the case, does the bullpen get overused? Because the starters typically don't last as long at Coors Field that they would, in other stadiums.
And you got the guy tonight, Harrison. We can all say, Stoudy, he's the shakiest of them.
I'm thinking more about the relievers in this series, because this is when games can get out of whack sometimes when you go to Colorado and you have to use a lot of your bullpen. And then what happens when you play the Dodgers if the bullpen's taxed in Colorado?
And they got hitters.
So to my way of thinking, anytime a starter can go into Colorado and give you six, I think you take it. But tonight, Kyle Harrison on the mound for the San Francisco Giants, but Matt Chapman will not be at third base.
How many All-Stars you think the Giants got, Stoudy? I know it's early, but we're coming up on time to get your ballot in. Rodriguez for sure in the bullpen.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, what about Webb or Robbie Ray?
I could see either one. Is there a chance both go? No. I could see Robbie Ray. I almost feel like he's earned it, Stoudy. That's just me. Him or Webb or both, but that Rodriguez is going in from the bullpen, Stoudy. Like you said, and I think Ramos is going back to the All-Star game.
I would say, in terms of their everyday players.
Did they have – and let me ask that. Evan, if I told you the Giants had four All-Stars, my bad – four All-Stars. I'm going Rodriguez at the bullpen, Ramos, and could you see Webb and Ray both getting in, or that too many?
No. If they're a game behind the Dodgers, if you're one of the best teams in your league, you deserve to have multiple All-Stars. The reason the last couple of years they've had this issue is because they haven't been that good.
Man, that's four. Any issue with one of the four, any of the four I said? Who do you think would be most difficult for of the four I just mentioned?
Probably Ramos,
yeah,
because there's a lot of good outfielders. Yeah. I would have said, honestly, Chapman, but it's just because of his position.
Yeah.
If you have to pick between Webb and Ray.
Honestly, Stoudy, I would go with Ray. Not who's the better pitcher, but the lower ERA right now is Ray.
Evan, do you think Rodriguez is a lock?
Oh, my.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's the best reliever in baseball right now. Like, statistically. I'm serious. Like, right, he doesn't close.
Exactly.
But he has a subatomic earned run average. Like, he is... Stine, he's been unhittable this year.
That is wow.
I'm just wondering, you know,
when he brought up K-Rod,
when it comes to when it comes to All-Stars.
Yeah, we can pump the brakes on that. But,
but I get on what? He's a machine now, Evan.
Who?
Rodriguez.
Oh.
Like, the dude's giving up nothing.
But it's like when
I hear you.
Someone has a good rookie season.
I get you.
And we compare them to a Hall of Famer. We just slow our roll a little bit.
I had Halliburton in the Hall of Fame a couple of days ago.
Well, if he pulls this off, he might be.
Yeah, but it'll be fun to see how many. And he's right, Stoudy. If they keep this up and they're right behind the Dodgers or overtake them.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Four All-Stars seems like a lot. If, you know, running down the list, but I mean, if they have the best pitching staff in baseball or one of the best pitching staffs in baseball, then yeah, maybe three of those four will be pitchers. But Giants open up a 3-game series tonight in Colorado.
Yeah.
And they are 10 games over 500. And the thing that I can't stop thinking about is,
give it to me,
last Tuesday. Compare last Tuesday to this Tuesday.
Oh, man.
And it's night and day.
Yeah.
Especially if you include last Tuesday's loss to the Padres
and the way it happened,
exactly. Yeah. And
twice,
you know, is this team, out of its collective funk? I mean, do you think this team's kind of broken out?
Not honestly. Yeah. These next 27 innings in Denver will tell me. Is that enough for you? Or
no,
you,
the whole week's going to tell me. Because it's, I think it's possible to score some runs in Colorado, and then you get to L.A.
Back
and things change drastically. This is from the 650. Rodriguez may be the hardest to get in because middle relief is usually reserved for teams that are bad that need a representative. All right, well, maybe the Giants can go on a losing streak, and that'll help Rodriguez's chances to become an All-Star. Where is the All-Star game this year?
God. I'm guessing, Evan, you'll let me know I'm wrong. I hate that you asked that. I'm going Atlanta. The All-Star game, you know where it's at?
Yeah, it's in Atlanta.
Okay.
Go! But the fact that I wasn't confident,
I didn't know that.
I thought I was wrong. Yeah, damn it.
You should have been more confident.
Yeah.
You absolutely should have been more confident.
Have a little faith. Don't let Sonny take it from you.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's taking a lot. Years off the life. And that's what life's about. Like, if we had a metric of, hey, Goo, you're going to live 94 years old, but working with Stani, 79.
You would take that any day of the week.
But vice versa, I've added to your longevity.
How do you figure?
I keep you young.
You don't. Because I'm still the oldest guy at the station.
You got to like that, though.
I don't.
You got one of the best hair at the station.
You said something that I was
We will not talk about Boogie Cousins.
Why not?
Come on, Boogie.
Did you see what he did?
I did, and I'm just, even if you're right, that's what you're doing.
Big brawl in Puerto Rico.
He was a big brawl. No, just what are
it
you
was.
Doing?
He got into it with the fans and stuff.
Yeah, but he looked like he was the agitator. I didn't like it, man.
I'll tell you what, I took one look at him, and my first thought was, what everybody else thought is Warriors got to re-sign this guy. I mean, him.
There is some.
And Dwight Howard. Boy.
Well, he's getting ready to go in the Hall
those
of Fame.
Team those guys up and our size problems are taken care of, Goo.
Yeah. not kind of size I'm looking for.
What kind of size are you looking for?
A young Thundercat. Hey,
well, they don't have a draft pick this year in the first round.
Hey, but they got some first round picks, future ones
Let
to
me
trade.
Tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Wimby got a new hairdo, Steiny. Cut his hair. Bald.
We should have a segment. What do we call it? KTMZ. You should host our KTMZ segment.
But what are you insinuating?
I'm insinuating that you have expertise.
I watched
about
the BET Awards
about,
last night. So did Evan.
Right. Well, you know what? Maybe we'll. Maybe you guys should talk about that. What I'm getting at is you have a terrific feel for stuff that does not occur on the hardwood or between the lines or on the gridiron.
I'm not nosy.
You seem to understand each professional athlete's relationship and whether they're married, if they have kids, if they have multiple baby mama, you know, all that stuff.
I mean,
you have really schooled me about Anthony Edwards in ways other than just on the basketball court.
You got a whole classroom.
All right, 888-957-957 is the number. That segment, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.